It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. You'll be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in Vancouver. You could be in San Diego. You could be in Maine. You could be in Toronto. You could be in Calgary. You could be in El Paso. You could be in Houston. You could be in Tampa, Miami. I don't know where you at. Thank you for being here. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Maybe you're in Chicago. Maybe you're in Montana. Maybe you're in Idaho. I don't know where you at. Ohio. You could be in all the places. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you're at work, you're driving to work, you're leaving work, you told work they can kiss your behind on the way out the door, maybe you're going back to that family you don't like. Spend some time in that driveway for me, okay? Take your time. Take your time. Maybe you're getting ready for the holidays. Whatever you're doing, thank you for listening. I'm here for you. And unlike that, unlike them family members, not that I encourage it. Never mind. I'll just leave that. Hickey, I should just leave all that alone. Just stay away from all of that, right?
Probably for the best in this case.
Yeah, just stay away from all of those things. Hey, if you missed any minute of this show, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you for people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to our guest. Just about 30 minutes ago, we had a chat with Jason Staples, a former coach and player, now a sports and football analyst, InsideCarolina.com, covers all things UNC. Jason says that Bill Belichick reached out to the University of North Carolina when they had the job opportunity. We know that they fired Mack Brown. So reportedly, Bill Belichick reached out to them, and according to Jason, he believes that they are going to make this deal happen. And most, well, I don't want to say most importantly, really, they're so far down the line, he believes something is going to happen. Otherwise, North Carolina has already done damage to themselves and they'll look bad. And so obviously we'll keep you up to date as much as we can tonight throughout the course of the week. Of course, whenever things break and happen with Bill Belichick, or whether things don't happen between Belichick in UNC. Also, earlier today, we learned about Max Fried, who is now a member of the New York Yankees. 8-year contract, $218 million. The New York Yankees don't get Juan Soto, but they plug one hole, that being in the rotation. So a little beneficiary there, and it happens to be Max Fried. There's so much more that I want to get into. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody is now such a fan of Mike McCarthy. And then, unfortunately, I know that these are two teams that played last night. Sub-500 records, going nowhere. And Cincinnati Bengals, with the victory, they feel, I guess, that they have a little bit of life. And then I also mentioned to you, we're going to get into Jimmy Butler as well. Yeah, the NBA is still going on, I know. Getting ready for that NBA Cup. Actually playing some games tonight. And earlier today, we learned that Jimmy Butler, his days in Miami, they might be winding down. I'll explain. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm also at JR Sport Brief for anyone who is a nosy online. You can go ahead and find me there. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, this guy, he didn't get abducted by aliens. Did they drop him off? What happened?
Connor?
Yeah, I picked up last hour, and he was just a ghost.
I think he was the victim of the dreaded mute button.
Oh my goodness! What the heck? What do you, did he say why he muted himself? What was he doing?
Did not. He actually voiced some frustration because he was looking forward to talking to you, and was upset that the phone did not allow that to happen.
Oh, you gotta work them fingers next time. Hey, Connor, calling from Ohio. You on the JR Sport Brief Show? What's up, Connor?
JR, I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah, I got you now. So
I apologize for that.
You muted yourself?
I have no idea what happened, but I do apologize for it. I know you expect callers to be ready to go when they get on, And so I apologize for wasting a little bit of your time there.
No, it's just, it's life. It happens. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. You know, you have an amazing show. So thank you. I wanted to say something about Mike McCarthy and whether or not he should come back. And I think ultimately, I'd probably not, but I think most of the blame for the reason the Cowboys are where they are right now is most of it goes to Jerry Jones. Decisions he's made, like a lot of stupid decisions.
Yeah, for like 30
plus years. He let Dan Quinn leave. Yeah. He let him leave, and the Commanders are now what 8-5. But they're, I mean, we can't give all the credit to him. Obviously, most of the credit goes to Jaden Daniels and his amazing performance throughout the season. He's been phenomenal, and he fired offensive Kellen Moore, and the Eagles are now what 11-2.
Yeah, they got to work on that passing.
Yeah, he's letting. And obviously, I'm not giving any credit, like most of the credit to him. Most of the credit obviously goes to Saquon Barkley, who's been by far one of the best running backs in the league right now. So I think the Cowboys have given up good tools. Jerry Jones primarily gave up good tools. He's signing outrageous contracts for no reason and he's making trades that are dumb. And we all know what I'm talking about. So I think a lot of the blame should lie on Jerry Jones, and
I don't agree with you.
I think Mike McCarthy has fallen off a little bit too.
Yeah, well, we would have a better idea of that if he actually had players who could be healthy enough to go out there and play and perform. And I agree with you. I think most people do. And thank you so much, Connor, for calling from Ohio. Appreciate the perspective. We all know that Jerry Jones is the one to blame. Like, we know that. I do it here to make fun of him because it's comical at this point. I think Jerry Jones's family knows that. The Dallas Cowboys players know that. Coaching staff knows that. And we had Dak Prescott. He made a statement last week when he was backing up and supporting Mike McCarthy. Dak Prescott basically said, listen, man, I think Mike McCarthy deserves another chance because there are, external circumstances related to the team that he has no control over, a.k.a. the owner. Come on. We know this. 855-212-4227. Let's go from Ohio to Maryland. Let's talk to Gene. You're on the JR Sportby Show. What's up, Gene?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
JR, I need you to give me some therapy. Talk me off the ledge. I have been a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. I just don't understand what's going on. I mean, I really do. I mean, if you listen to Jerry, first of all, let me break this down to you. How many owners get shown on the TV? How many owners get interviews before and after the game? No one cares. He is not a GM. He doesn't know what he's doing. I like him, but it's been 28 years. He can't do it. He doesn't know what he's doing. And it's hard to be a Dallas Cowboy fan that you can even with Romo, it's sad. We had that game won last night. That would be 3 in a row. We'd probably beat Carolina. I know we're not going anywhere. We're a non-factor. I need help, man. I need psychological. I need to quit rooting for this team, brother. Help me out.
This sounds terrible. How can I help you out? Well, you got a couple of options. Are you going to stop rooting for the Dallas Cowboys? Are you going to quit?
No, I can't do it.
Okay, so this is tough. Hold on, Gene. I have to talk to Stuart Hickey. Don't hang up, Gene. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Hickey, there's only one alternative to, fixing this team. Jerry can't run the team. And Jerry's not leaving, right?
Not by his indications.
Yeah, okay. All right, I just needed to take some time to make sure I say the right things, Hickey. Let's bring Gene back. Gene, do you have enough money to buy the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I don't.
We might all have to wait, and I don't care, but you might have to wait for Jerry Jones to no longer run the day-to-day operations. Let's put it that way, okay?
I understand, but is Stephen Jones going to be even better? I don't know. I just don't understand.
Let me try to provide you with some hope, okay?
Okay.
Al Davis, follow me here. Al Davis is no longer running the Raiders. His son is now running the Raiders. His son has made some dumb decisions, if you ask me, running the Raiders. And now he got a guy named Tom Brady who ultimately is going to run the Raiders. And I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Maybe when Jerry Jones is no longer running the Dallas Cowboys and his son Steven is running the Dallas Cowboys, maybe Steven will be smart enough to move the hell up on out the way and allow somebody else to make the decisions. Okay, here's another example. If you want to go into a different sport, Gene, the New York Yankees, George Steinbrenner has been going a long time. The Yankees with the son, sons, and one son now runs the team primarily. They haven't won a championship, all things considered. They haven't been as successful, but they're still moving in a positive direction. So maybe, just maybe, whenever Jerry is no longer running the team by whatever circumstances that is, maybe Steven knows enough to get the hell up on out the way. Maybe.
And then I'll piggyback on you. Go to Jerry Krause. Go to Jerry Jones. Okay. You got Phil Jackson. You got Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, boy.
You are a billionaire. How about you take 3 steps back, let them do what they do. You won 6 in the 90s. They won 3 out of 4. Shut the hell up and take your ego out of it. It's hard to be a Cowboy fan. Hey, I'm going to hang up. I love what you do. Man, what a great platform. I love listening to you every night I drive home from work. You're a very smart guy. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
To you as well, Gene. Merry Christmas and all the good things. Thank you. Drive safe. We're going to chop what you just set up and play it for the next 12 months. Thank you so much. No, we really are. That's what makes these guys, you said, that put the ego to the side. How the hell you think they became billionaires? How do you think that Jerry Jones was able to boost the valuation of these Dallas Cowboys since he took over in, what, 89? How do you think he did it? All ego. All ego. He made himself a billionaire by being front and center. Well, not a billionaire. He's made himself a billionaire over and over again by being front and center. And so I'll say this, and I say it a lot. You can look at Jerry Jones and just get out the way, which is true on the football side. Would he be as wealthy if he wasn't who he is with his personality today? So for him, it's probably a matter of balance. He can't separate the two. He's like, I'm a success. He can't separate the two. This is a Jerry Jones who said 2 months ago that we as in the Dallas Cowboys are in the same space, in the same field, have been in the same space as the Kansas City Chiefs. A what? Tell me. And I love that. I love when people are confident. That's just delusional. That is, Hickey, that's like Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy, Hickey, correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen or heard Miss Piggy in a long time. Doesn't Miss Piggy, she talks about herself like she's the hottest thing on earth, doesn't she?
I don't really remember, to be honest with you, but I take your word for it.
Yeah, Miss Pig Hickey, she's wearing high heels.
That she is.
She's wearing high heels.
That she does.
Lipstick and stockings. She's out here dating a frog. If you get too close to Kermit the Frog, Hickey, you've never seen Miss Piggy defend and beat women away from Kermit?
No.
She is ready to karate chop anybody who gets too close to Kermit.
Good girlfriend.
Yeah, she is. Miss Piggy is she thinks, Miss Piggy thinks she's Gisele Bündchen, okay? Miss Piggy thinks that she is the, pardon the terrible pun, the cat's meow. Miss Piggy thinks that she's God's gift to frogs, I guess? Like, you gotta have an ego. Jerry Jones has an ego. His ego is just so big, he doesn't realize he's the male human version of Miss Piggy. He thinks that he's the the top of the heap, but he's just on the football side. He doesn't realize that he's the worst thing. All right. You could be 12-5 and 12-5 and 12-5 every year. You're also the reason why they're losing. Now, they haven't won. You might as well go ahead and thank, I don't know, Jimmy Johnson and what he left and what Barry Switzer was able to then, you know, inherit. Just do that. I don't even think he's done that. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we know the Dallas Cowboys are done. Are the Cincinnati Bengals, are they cooked? I mean, we saw what has taken place. We've seen what's taken place all season long between Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is about to get paid. I don't know if they're going to have enough money for T. Higgins. And so we'll see if the Bengals are officially done their schedule. Looking kind of soft the rest of the way. We'll talk about Jimmy Butler, the odds that he might get traded. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark, the Time Athlete of the Year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, ocean to ocean, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
All right, all right, all right. For a few minutes, enough about the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Giving out therapy advice. What would I call it? Not therapy advice. Therapeutic advice? Mental health advice? Don't ask me for mental health advice. I'm a basket case. Hickey, am I allowed to say that? That's not something derogatory, is it?
No. I think that's fair, yeah.
Okay, if I call myself a basket case Association of America is not going to reach out to me, right?
I don't think so. Okay. I think you're safe.
Ah, here we go. Basket case, according to the Oxford Languages. A person or thing regarded as useless or unable to cope. That sounds about right for myself, okay. Do that for a couple of days and you become a blithering basket case. Yeah, sounds accurate. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, everybody else out there rooting for the Dallas Cowboys who is not a basket case, just wait until about a month. Let's see if Mike McCarthy will still have a job. Hickey, Jerry Jones is going to, well, this man will take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. When do you think we find out about Mike McCarthy? Before the Super Bowl or after?
I would say before, for yeah. sure. Yeah, the yeah. question is what round?
Oh, my God.
I would say the divisional round.
Oh, okay. That's soon.
It's almost 2 weeks. In the sense of, like, but why, by the time their season ends.
Yeah.
I can see them really dragging it out.
Yeah, well, that's what he does. Had the clapper waiting for, what, 2 weeks, I felt like? Just to see if Garrett was going to keep his job.
Just to break the news during the Giants playoff game, or was it Eagles playoff game? That was it.
Like, you're gone.
He's not coming back.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to take some time. You know, for whatever reason, the Cincinnati Bengals, there's some Bengal fans who still feel that they have life. I mean, after beating the Cowboys last night, getting a little bit of a gift because the Dallas Cowboys don't know how to, play a punt or allow a punt reception. Bengals are 5-8. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are absolutely lighting it up. And Joe Burrow leading the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns. He has 33 touchdowns. He has 3,700-plus yards in the air. And Ja'Marr Chase, who the Bengals, and we talked about this last night, the Bengals could not come to an agreement with him on a contract extension. Well, this year, he is leading the NFL in every receiving category possible. Everyone that matters. 93 receptions, number one for Ja'Marr Chase. 1,319 yards. He is number one in receiving yards. And you guessed it, he is number one in touchdowns. 15 at the wide receiver position. If the Bengals knew how to play defense, they wouldn't be in this spot. Well, damn it, if they had players. It's like every team. You need good players out there. If they had players outside of Hendrickson in the front line who could play defense, they might be worth a damn, but they're not. And so the thought process is, okay, we're 5-8. We know that we play in a competitive division in the AFC North, and we know we got the Steelers there. We know we got the Ravens there, and we're just here. At least we're not the Browns. That's one way to look at things. Could the Bengals turn things around? They have the Titans next. Garbage. They have the Browns. Jameis, 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Garbage. They have the Broncos. I know the Broncos are rolling, but they're still led by a rookie QB. We're going to trust him week to week to week? No, not so much. And then you got the Steelers. Anytime an AFC North team plays against another one, you don't know what to expect. I expect the unexpected. And so, do the Bengals have life? Did last night's game mean a whole hell of a lot for the Bengals as they beat the Dallas Cowboys? Joe Burrow, after the game, he said, meh.
I mean, it's nice to win. You know, obviously we're still not where we want to be. It's a nice win, but potentially meaningless.
Potentially. Hickey, what does he mean? If we don't go to the playoffs, what does it matter? What is this? This is what happens when you give a guy $55 million. Everything is, whatever. Here's your 33 touchdowns. I'm the best. Just meh.
I mean, essentially, right? Like, look, if this does not correlate into basically running the table, finishing 9-8, and somehow sneaking into the playoffs, why, what does it really mean? I think he's right.
Yeah, but there's a point. You got to do one step at a time.
Right. I mean, also, this is for them a step backwards, for sure, right, compared to what we thought they would be and what they had been in the past.
Oh, sure, sure.
And I also like the fact that he's kind of downplaying the win when he's been playing great. Like, he could have been giddy as could be. He's right. Having an MVP-like season. He's having insane. You just highlighted the numbers. It's crazy. And so he could just be, who cares what the wins and losses? I'm playing great. That's all that matters. I like a guy that's performing at a high level. They're losing not because of him, and he's still pissed off even in a win of just like, yeah, great win, but, season's lost, and that's what really matters.
Well, maybe he knows what we all know. The Bengals are a bunch of cheap you-know-whats. What do you think?
That pretty well.
You think they give them a holiday meal?
I don't think they're getting holiday pay, that's for sure. Good thing they're not playing on Christmas.
We know that.
I could see
teams having holiday parties and the Bengals going, no. You know what? We'll have a party and make you pay for alcohol.
Like, I was just going to say, they'll have a party. I don't doubt that, but you may have to pay out of your own pocket. Yeah, come on down to the facility. We'll host you. Bring your own booze. Bring your food. We're going to charge you $10 a head.
Plus one. Forget your whole family. If you got a wife or a girlfriend, just bring her, but you can't bring nobody else. Yeah, I can imagine that.
And they give it like a generic, holiday gift, like a Bengals, Bengals headphones or something like that. This is where we got to charge you.
Old Bengals promo gear they couldn't give away on game day. Like, here's a 5X t-shirt,
We got a grab bag for the kids. Bring your kids.
Yeah, right.
It's like a 1985 jock strap.
Yeah, there's always a concern about the Bengals and how much money they spend. They didn't come to a contract agreement with Ja'Marr Chase. He ain't going anywhere. This is a battery mate of Joe Burrow's from when they played at LSU. And then people think about T. Higgins. Like, T. Higgins is out here playing on a contract tag. What are the odds that the Cincinnati Bengals say, we gave Joe Burrow a contract, we're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase like the top receiver in the game at or around where CeeDee Lamb is, and then we're also going to pay T. Higgins? What do they got to pay T. Higgins? Like 30-ish? 25 to 30 per? I just don't see it. And T. Higgins is no slouch himself as a wide receiver, too. 581 yards on the season to go along with 5 touchdowns. He has 45 receptions. Not bad at all. And somehow, some way, Joe Burrow, he believes, or he is at least hopeful, that we can have the same offense and bring it back and not lose guys because we're cheap.
You know, those discussions are ongoing, and I'm confident that I think we're going to be able to do what it takes to bring T back. You know, I know that I'm going to do what it takes to get him back, and so is he. We've had those talks, so those are going to be off-season discussions, but I think we're excited about that opportunity.
Okay, what's he going to do? Give him money under the table? You're going to tell him, hey, just take the money, man. Just take the money. I'll get you some marketing deal. Hickey, what do you think he is telling that man that's going to make him say, you know what, I'm not just going to take money from a dumbass team like, I don't know, the Raiders. I'm going to stick around with you.
I mean, outside of giving him some of that contract, did you give him the Batmobile?
This is worth $3 million, right?
I would give him the Batmobile if I was Joe.
It's worth three. I don't know. He got to cut him in on something non-football related. He'd be like, listen, man, I'm on this new crypto. Listen, it's called Burrow Coin. If you buy a little bit of Burrow Coin now, it'll make up for the value that you lost by, you know, and sticking around here with the Bengals. So, I don't know. The way Joe Burrow is going, I'm surprised he doesn't already have Burrow Coin. I heard Hickey Hawk, too, a girl had a coin. Everybody got mad at her.
I did not know this. I guess anyone can make a coin?
I don't know how this stuff works.
I mean, if she's making a coin, I guess anybody can. I don't know why anyone would buy it. I don't think anybody did, but...
Hawk? What do you think? I don't even know what they called it. Hawk to a coin? I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, I guess you gotta find something else to do.
Is she still going? Like 15 minutes isn't up yet?
Well, I mean, yes and no. Because, like, she's trying different things. She's trying to be a sports fan. No team's accepting her. Now she's trying to create a coin. No one's buying it or no one's interested. She's throwing stuff to the wall and nothing's sticking.
The coin tanked. Like, people think that she is a thief, you know? Like, it crashed right away. Buy and drop. One of those things. I don't know. What else is she going to...
She's being investigated by law firms? Interesting. I just looked this up right now. Well, she's in trouble.
I can pretty much tell you what else she's going to try. She said she'll never do it, though. I mean, what else is there to do? I'm just saying. What? She said she'll never do it. I'm really worried about her. Somebody is worried about their well-being, that Dallas Cowboys fan. What is going to happen when nobody wants to talk to her anymore? And she has to go back to Tennessee, and the Hollywood agency says this, and there's no more flights, and... I hope that's not the case, but I mean, here we go. Past three podcast episodes. So maybe she hasn't just fallen off the face of the earth. Mark Cuban was on 2 weeks ago. Okay, that's good, right?
It's not bad. Good get.
Okay. Wiz Khalifa was on her show 3 weeks ago, right?
Wow,
that's not
Wiz.
Bad. Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is?
I don't know who this is. Do you know who Brooke Schofield is?
No.
Okay, all right. Jake Paul was on a month ago.
Either their marketing is awful or they said nothing, because you have heard nothing from any of these interviews. Is she an interviewee anyway? Like, she said one phrase and now all of a sudden she's interviewing Mark Cuban. What do you think they're talking about? What is she asking Mark Cuban?
Branding?
Mark, help me with my coin?
There's not a lot more here. I mean, I don't know who this person is. I'm not going to say this person's name because it's before their name says OnlyFans. Okay.
Oh, OF.
I'm not going to say that lady's name. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, there's Mark Cuban is the biggest name she's had on. Okay. Mark Cuban, Jake Paul, and Wiz Khalifa. That's, yeah.
I'm looking at her coin.
Yeah.
It apparently peaked at $500 million.
And then it fell. And then the market cap dropped to like 47 or something like that.
Yeah. It fell. It collapsed 95%.
Yeah.
Who's buying that?
So I don't know. Somebody who believes in the power of Hawk 2. I don't know. Shoot, I don't know, man. Marco Belletti, you ain't buy no Hawk 2 a coin. You didn't get in on that for the holidays?
Why you bring me in on this? This is where we're going? Whether or not the Hawk 2 a coin, and if she's going to be playing the outfield at some point, like this is what you bring me here for?
The outfield.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I like that. I never heard of that one before. That's good.
She might be having to play every field, man, if this stuff doesn't work out. No, I legitimately feel bad for her. Like, if this doesn't work, when did Hawk 2 a girl become famous? In June, July, August?
Yeah, less than a year, right?
Yeah, it's December.
Year. Okay. All right.
What is she going to be doing next December? Is she going to be back with Nana in Tennessee? Like, what is she going to be doing?
Yeah. See, I don't feel sorry for that. I mean, I'm assuming she's made some money here, right?
You're right.
You know, so if you make money, and as long as you didn't invest it in your own coin,
talk to a coin.
Yes. Yeah, that went nowhere. Other than that, if you put some money away, you should be all right.
You're right. She can live comfortably and
Look, you're not going to be in the mansion. You're not going to be in, you know, high, but, you know, you can live. That's better than most of us can say, right? I mean, we got to work a hell of a lot longer than a year or two to be able to live.
Can you imagine if Hawk Tua girl got a call from the IRS? Like, we want to talk to Haley Welsh about your company, Hawk Tua Girl LLC. See that you owe money on your taxes. Like, who has to make, somebody might have to make that call. And that's just, so, you think her LLC is a different name?
I'm picturing the person trying to read this as they're making the call, because you know that they didn't actually look at it. It's almost like when you get the script and you just hand it, all right, what's the next call? I'd like to talk to Haley about the Hawk Tua LLC.
Yeah, you see, you owe us about $5 million in taxes. Right? Man, I hope she's paying the taxes, man. I hope. Oh,
and
man.
You had a Bitcoin. Like, what? What were you doing?
Yeah, Rose from the IRS in Washington, D.C. It's just like, I've been doing this for 40 years. What am I? All right, I'm going to make this call. I'm going to collect this debt. And I'm going to retire. What am I doing? What a world we living in. Oh, my goodness. Ah, man. Hickey, isn't she a Met fan? She's a Met fan, right?
No, she's not a Mets fan. They brought her out to throw the first pitch, and now she's trying to get adopted by the Mets.
Oh. I know. Well, I told you the Hawks rejected her. They don't.
Wait, the Mets are not going to bring her in? Didn't they win like 20 out of 25 after she threw out a first pitch?
No.
She's not going to hang out with Grimace? What's the problem?
She is not part of the gimmicks that they had last year.
Oh, what do you mean she wasn't part of the gimmicks?
The train was already rolling. By the time she came in like August. By that point, the train's far left the station.
Kids' Day, yes.
Yes, Day.
Camp Day.
Camp Day.
She threw out the first pitch so a bunch of kids could go home to their parents and go, who's that lady?
And what does that mean?
Yeah, Hawk Tua. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, when you brush your teeth, you Hawk Tua. You know, Patui. Hawk Tua. That's it.
Patui.
That's it, man. That's it.
But no, she's trying too hard, Michael. Grimace was organic. OMG. A lot of this was organic. She felt like, okay, I'm just going to jump in here and just going to ride
the wave. Can I stop you?
No.
Grimace was organic.
He was.
He's a McDonald's promotion. How are you saying he was not?
He's a McDonald's promotion that turned into a gimmick.
That turned into the Mets winning seven games.
Celebrating
in a row.
His birthday. Yeah, that's organic. You had Grimace throughout the first pitch. That's organic.
And guess what? Grimace would never be a thing if the Mets lost three games in a row.
I mean, like, I'm just saying, think about this for a second. You can ride whatever wave you want, you can have every gimmick you want. Grimace throwing out first pitch to celebrate his birthday. Organic.
Didn't he throw it? He didn't throw it from his real paw or hand. He threw it out of his glove.
And he had a glove on backwards.
Because he doesn't have hands. He threw the ball. He, like, pitched it out of his glove, right?
He's got a isn't it like flippers?
I mean.
Like a manatee?
And the Mets make it sensitive. That's organic!
Organic! It's his birthday. He's coming out for the first pitch.
Jeez. This is what Juan
Soto. Was dead.
This is what Juan Soto signed up for.
Again, this is why Mets fans crack me up. You got Juan Soto. You're still going to defend Grimace? Stop. You still act like your children. You want to be at the big boy table? Then act like you're at the big boy table. Jeez.
Listen, we can have fun and also win at the same time. You know, we're not the Yankees where you had to shave the beard and no facial hair, long hair, you know.
Grimace Juan is organic. Hawk Tua, no good.
Juan Soto never had facial hair, did he? You don't have no facial hair.
No, he's clean. Not? That's why he fit right in with the Yankees.
Can he even grow a beard? He's like 25 years old. I don't know.
He can hit 40 home runs. That's what matters.
Yeah, with judges behind him. Good luck.
And short porch.
Oh, my. Yeah, here we go.
He'll be fine. Hitter.
I'll take 50 doubles right now. No problem.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Who throws out the first pitch when he's out there?
Now no more gimmicks because the Mets are good. So.
Oh. No more gimmicks? You don't want the security guard that apparently threw out his driver? And that's Yankees the reason why?
Yankees can keep that guy, all right?
Oh, you don't want him now? You don't want to celebrate?
Keep him far, far away.
That's the reason why apparently he didn't stop it.
Oh. Well, that and the free suite. I mean, got to throw in the free suite.
Yeah,
there,
it's all about the suite.
No, who can afford that, right?
Yeah,
I'm making $55 million a year. Can't afford a suite at the Yankees game. Okay. What nonsense.
Maybe he left because he was embarrassed that the Yankees didn't have a Hawk Tua throwing out the first pitcher, Grimace. Maybe that's why he left.
Soto on his back and not just nameless.
There you go.
Back of the jersey.
Got nothing to do with $765 million.
Yeah, have the Yankees ever had somebody embarrassed? Did Spike Lee throw like an ugly pitch to somebody? Or I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. We'll see if Spike goes back to his Met gear, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can keep him, too. We don't need him.
Yeah, Knicks fans don't want him either.
Him and Hawk 2 should team up together. Nobody wants that.
Listen, I know Spike Lee. I don't know him personally like that, but I know he don't want nothing to do with Hawk 2 a girl either, okay? That's just, I don't think we'll see her in a Spike Lee flick. Let's just put it that way. Enough about Hawk 2 a girl in flicks. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to talk to you about some basketball. We might have an all-star getting ready to be traded. Before I do that, the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Who's the Defensive Player of the Week? The Seahawks linebacker Ernest Jones IV. This man helped Seattle take control of the NFC West by picking off Kyler Murray and recording 8 tackles in the Seahawks' 30-18 win over the Cardinals on Sunday. Seattle, they head into Week 15 with a 1-game lead over the Rams. And shout-outs to Ernest Jones IV. He's not going anywhere. The Seahawks keep this up. They're going to go to the postseason. And as I just mentioned to you, there's a possibility that an NBA player, a multiple-time all-star, one of the top defenders used to be in the game, Jimmy Butler, he might be moving on elsewhere himself. We know Jimmy Butler, a member of the Miami Heat, back in the bubble, helped take the Heat to the NBA Finals. And the thing about Jimmy Butler is, well, where's he been? He's been hurt a lot of the past few seasons. It's like he's picking and choosing when he wants to play, when he doesn't want to play. It's like I'll pop up in a postseason, regular season, not so much. It's like every year Jimmy Butler's playing 50 to 60 games, and he's on a max contract. Last year, Miami Heat get booted, and he's like, hey, well, if I was playing, that wouldn't be the case. The Celtics wouldn't even have gone this far. And you might recall at the end of the season, Pat Riley, which is, you got to love Pat Riley. Thank God he's still here. He had no shame in saying maybe Jimmy Butler should shut the hell up. Maybe Jimmy Butler should actually be eligible to play in a game before he talks trash. Remember this from May?
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut.
I love it. We need more managers and GMs like that. Nobody going to say nothing back to Pat Riley, and Jimmy Butler didn't. The guy is heading into the final year of his contract. He's 35 years old. The Miami Heat have a record of 12-10. He has played in 17 of their 22 games. And Jimmy Butler is trying to play for his money. This year, he's making $50 million. Next year, he has a player option for 52. According to Sham Sharani of ESPN, he wants to opt out of his contract. Like Jimmy Butler, no duh, he's like, forget $50 million next year. Can I get 3 years at $50 million? I'll take that instead. And so knowing that both he and the Miami Heat don't want to do that, they're prepared to trade him. He's prepared to move on. Allegedly, he would love to go to a competitive team, maybe in Texas. Houston, where he's from Tomball, Texas. Maybe Dallas. Maybe the Golden State Warriors. A matter of fact, Rockets GM Raphael Stone, he spoke today on SiriusXM NBA Radio about the idea of Jimmy Butler going to the Rockets. Let's just say he was evasive.
Of course, my job is to be open to everything, so I'm not going to not do my job. We like this team, you know. We definitely do not intend to change anything, and I would be shocked if something changes this season.
Okay. All right. You don't want no tampering. He's not going to say, of course, I'm going to trade for Jimmy Butler. Of course not. No, he's not going to do that at all. Tyler Hero, the man who likes to put up shots when he's healthy for the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero says, I don't know what's going on. Everything here with us is good. The Miami Heat, we're fine.
Sure you're aware of Jimmy Butler today, ESPN reported. I'm just curious.
I didn't know that.
When you get to trade speculation season, how do you guys internalize that and not let that impact? Obviously, you know, you're familiar with that, having dealt with it for years.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Whatever, I got to check my phone still this morning. I didn't know what was said But the vibes felt good in here today, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, the vibes felt good. What is he going to say? At least he's smarter than Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles. He knows when to mind his business. Whether or not Jimmy Butler gets traded doesn't have anything to do with him, and it's certainly not going to help his case to publicly talk about it. Look, I'd be shocked if Jimmy Butler was back with the Heat next year. He's going to be 36 years old. The Miami Heat have seemingly been on a, I don't want to call it a, well, they're on a treadmill. They're going nowhere. That's just the reality. They're not a real competitor. And their time with Jimmy Butler being a competitor, it's past. Let Jimmy Butler go elsewhere. Trade him. Trade him in February. Get something in return instead of letting him walk. As simple as that. His days are numbered. He's not going to be with the Heat. I'd be shocked. It's the JR Sportry Show here with you. I will be here on the Infinity Sports Network. Want to talk more football? Caitlin Clark has been named the Time Athlete of the Year. Got Heisman talk. A lot to do. The JR Sportry Show. Don't move.